You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I don't know how to be with you. I keep on wishing that you would say or do something wrong. Don't give me time to wreck it up. Your love feels too good to be true. I'd never blink if it meant that I can't see you. Lose control.
Beautiful track. What a beautiful voice. We've got the voice in the studio.
Oh my God, stop it.
Rosetta Stone. Kia ora, Rosetta. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, very stoked to have you up here. Nice and early as well. Really appreciate the early morning hustle in. This is an old single that we've just heard from Psycho Gab, which is your band, but you guys have just released a brand new single called Gabin. It came out on Friday, and you've been in recording mode in a big way recently. What has been happening in the world of Psycho Gab?
Oh my gosh, so much. It's a really exciting time for us. We formed just over a year ago, and from the get-go we were recording, which is...
That's impressive.
Yeah, but it's also kind of this crazy thing because now we have... an EP that's like basically done and coming out later this year, but it's like a real interesting mix of sounds because we're kind of like
working it out,
recording as our sound is still evolving, which is making for a very fun process, but also like we've just released a couple of kind of like poppy neo soul tunes, and then our next single is like a bit like left field and jazz.
That's awesome. Yeah.
No, it's exciting for us to get to try heaps of different stuff.
It'll be really cool as well in the future when you look back on it, because you'll be able to actually track that thing that some bands, you know, eventually when they land on their sound and there's no recording of what they were sort of gigging like for a while, you sort of forget what that process sounds like. You guys have got it locked in.
Yeah.
Not on tape, because I mean, this is 2024, but on tape, you know, it's recorded out there.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to Caleb, he'll tell you like it's on tape, because he runs a lot of our stuff through tape, because he's a
really
little, he's a little analog nerd, so he's got this like one old tape machine, because for context, we do a lot of our recording at home.
That's awesome.
And we've had a bit of studio time just to get a few kind of live things done, and then the song Gabin was recorded, a lot of it at Big Fan. But we're like completely self-produced and mixed and mastered, so Caleb's kind of the mastermind.
Oh, sorry,
that.
Caleb. Sorry, Caleb. I don't want to put people wrong. There is tape involved in the process.
There is. We had a really fun time on our next single in May. We had a really fun time running a lot of the vocals towards the end through tape, and we'd like touch it to have the like delay on there.
Yeah, nice.
It was like, oh my god.
I mean, there is
physical
nothing.
Music.
I was gonna say, there is nothing more exciting than actually physically playing around with the stuff you're making. Mm. So tell us, who is in Psycho Gab? Obviously, you're doing vocals. Who else is the crew?
Yeah, so we're a 5-piece. Myself on vocals. We've got Orlando Cooper on bass. Finn McNeil on drums. Those two are also in a jazz band called Fruju Peak, which people might know. They played at Cross Street Festival. They're really cool. Caleb Wong on keys, and he does a lot of our production as well. And he's my flatmate, so that makes co-writing quite easy.
Nice.
And then Max Henley on guitar.
Oh, awesome. Good crew. And also, there is something nice about when you kind of live with people that you're making music with. You do just sort of naturally get into a bit of a flow sometimes as well. Hard. What does the writing process look like for Psycho Gab?
Oh, it's kind of different every time. I mean, it's interesting because we started the band with Caleb and I writing together, and then we wrote Messy together before the band was even really formed, and then we kind of started jamming, and we were like, hey, this is really cool. And it was that crazy thing of like, none of us would have come to this sound on our own. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the product of a collaboration, mm-hmm. and so that was what was quite special about it, of like, this is unlike anything that we do, but it's really fun and it works.
Yeah,
so a lot of the time it's Caleb and I kind of starting with an idea, or Caleb Orlando and I starting with an idea and taking it to the band, like we did for Gabin. But then a lot of the time it'll be just kind of jamming, and then sometimes an instrumental will come first, or sometimes I'll like start writing a silly little tune on my guitar, and then Caleb will like reharm all the chords and like do something nerdy.
Oh, nice. It's good to have people who've got like a different interests in the way you like layer sound and stuff, because it does naturally make it something that would, you know, never sound the same if it was a different combo or just you on your own. You've all got obviously different influences as well. As you said, there's a couple of like neo soul pop style tracks, but then there's also a lot of jazz informing what you do. For you, Rosetta, what are you drawing on mostly when you're kind of thinking about sounds that you enjoy?
I mean, there's obviously a few like female vocalists that are just like up there for me, and that's like Erica Badu and Amy Winehouse, and then all of those like amazing jazz singers as well, which I'm definitely starting to get more into now. I've been listening to a lot of like bossa nova stuff recently.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Yeah. Astrid Gilberto, obviously.
What a legend.
I don't know, just like a real mix of things, but I guess like that kind of neo soul sound, like a lot of D'Angelo as well, we all listen to. Yeah, a real mix of things, I
guess.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a melting pot like that, I think. Are you guys playing any gigs anytime soon that people should keep an ear and an eye out for?
We haven't fully announced this because we're waiting for the Gabin heat to die off, but we do have a gig towards the end of May. We've got our friends Crumbly Jack from Poneke coming up to play with us, which we're super excited about. They're amazing jazz, like similar kind of neo-soul-y sound. From Wellington, which is just like the place to be with that sound.
Totally.
But we're bringing it to Auckland.
Love it.
Yeah, so we have another single coming out at the end of Music Month, and there'll be a gig on for that.
Fantastic. We will watch that space. Rosetta, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us about Psycho Gab and Gabin, the brand new single. Can people get it in all the usual places? Where's the best place to get it?
I mean, Bandcamp, obviously.
Course.
But
of course.
Everywhere else you can get it. You can follow us on Instagram, Psycho Gab's Band. To keep up with all the things.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in. We'll see you soon. This is the brand new single, Gabin.
Thanks for having me.
in my head. Just all misunderstood. I'm tired of waiting for sunshine after every fire. I'd rather face the elements than try to prove I'm right. Against the rocks, I'm washing up in some place new. Possibilities unlocked. I'm tired of waiting for sunshine after every fire. I'd rather face the elements than try to prove I'm right.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.